Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 7:36, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. But right now, let's get started. It's your topic of the day. I don't know if you know this or not, Hunter, but it's Be a Millionaire Day today.
I'm rich,
bitch. Truck driver. I ain't no truck driver.
Nice. Classic Chappelle.
You know, $1 million doesn't go as far as it used to, but I would be lying.
You know, I'm sick of people saying that, though. People looking down at $1 million these days. Well, it's really not that much. Shut up. It's a lot of money. It's $1 million friggin' dollars, guys. Yep. If you're that, yeah, don't say that.
Don't you say that.
Talking to you, Smith.
You dumbass. So let's say on Be a Millionaire Day, some rich guy says, I'm going to give $1 million free and clear after taxes, we're talking. It's $1 million. Mm-hmm. Put it in your bank account. You are that person that gets $1 million. What's the first thing you're going to buy? All right. And let's not, don't be all like, oh, I'm going to take care of bills. What's the first thing you're going to buy? Come on. I have mine, and I don't, maybe it's stupid, maybe not, I don't know. But
your money?
A dirt bike?
God.
No, is that what you said, or that's what you said I was going to say.
No. It's your money. It's your money. You get to spend it however you want to spend it.
I'm buying a ranch in Montana that I saved on Zillow. I want a ranch in Montana.
Wasn't that like 900,000 or something?
It was right up there. I would put a big old dent in that $1 million.
Honestly, man, see that would be cool. That would be cool. But here's the thing: is that $900,000 ranch? It just doesn't stop there. You still got to pay for things, and a $900 ranch doesn't sound cheap to run.
Don't be such a baby. The one I have is $973,000.
Yeah, like you need more than just $1 million, but you could do it for a while.
Don't crush my dreams, Hunter. You know what? You're not allowed in my Montana ranch. You're not allowed to come.
You ain't gonna be there long. I'll tell you that much.
What are the taxes on this thing? I can't afford this. Not one bit.
I'll be right here when you're kicking a can back here to Southwest Michigan.
Damn it! I overshot it.
I like yours. It's like, you know what? A ranch would be sweet. Yeah. And the idea I have is you got to have a big back porch with the rocking chair. And I would have an automatic clay machine that you would just, you walk out to the back porch and whoosh, it just throw clay. Just shoot it randomly.
Sit on my rocking chair with my shotgun and there's a foot pedal that launches clay pigeon, so I don't even need to get up off my rocking chair. I can just sit there and pull. Just right from that'd be awesome.
And maybe a thing that shoots a beer out of the ground anytime you say, beer me, or that'd be nice.
I only have $1 million, and I spent 98% of it on the land. Where am I going to get all this extra stuff?
You blew it.
It's just going to be land with no house. It's just me standing in the middle going, damn it.
Ma, can I borrow some money?
No.
You got $1 million.
It's gone. It went way too fast. It went way too fast. Do you know what you would buy for $1 million?
Trying to think this one through, man. I'm trying to be smart about it. You know,
now without $1 million. What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is true. This is true. You know how many things I could buy off of Amazon with $1 million?
Good Lord.
This is a very difficult question for me. I literally slept on this last night thinking about it. I don't know.
If you say a jet, I'm going to be so pissed at you. I'm going to be so mad.
I can't afford that. See, I know my horizons here, Brock, and a jet's a little out of $1 million.
Just a little short on change.
$1 million. You know what? I think I would just give it all away.
You know, you're ruining this topic. How dare you say that? Be selfish, damn it. All right, let's take a quick break.
I got mine, and I'll tell you next break.
Perfect. All right. Get in on the conversation. Go to our Facebook page. You get $1 million free and clear. What's the first thing you buy? Give it away. Don't be a jerk.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, snap! Good morning. It's 7:46. It's Brock. It's Hunter. What's happening?
I got mine real quick. Here we go. Yeah.
It's your topic of the day. You get $1 million. What do you buy?
Got two answers, an actual answer and a radio answer. Actual answer, probably a Tesla. I'm straight up going to buy a Tesla.
Good answer.
They're reasonably priced. I still have money left over. I can still have other things, too. But, man, I'm telling you guys, the future is here. Tesla and these electric transportation in general. It's going to be unbelievable. I'm saying like 5-10 years, you guys are going to be like, damn, there's no more combustion. I love combustion. Don't get me wrong. I will always have a thing for that loud motor. But, man, it's going a direction you guys are going to – it's just jaw-dropping. So there you go. A Tesla.
Okay.
Second, radio answer. Radio answer. A friggin' castle. You get your ranch, I'm going to have a castle with a moat, alligators. You know, you're going to have to call me. Hey, dude, can you lower the bridge? You lower the bridge, bro?
No.
Not today. Chilling.
Here's what concerns me, is this is not the first time you've brought up a moat. And I want you to understand that you're never going to have a moat, Hunter. I want you to understand that.
Can't cost that much. You just dig a big hole around your house.
I'm going to go to your house one day, and you're going to be in there digging a moat by hand.
Yeah, the township. Wait, what are you doing, huh? Just digging a moat.
Hey, I called Dig Right. It's fine, man. They said I got the clear, so yeah. I'm digging a moat. It's ridiculous.
But yeah, a castle with all these trap doors and, you know, all the cool stuff.
You know, I think you can actually find some smaller castles that are reasonably affordable.
Oh. I want one of those, like, the lookout towers, you know, on the top that's got, like, the ridges on top where you can kind of walk around.
Are you going to buy a trebuchet?
Well, what's that? Like a
that's the slingshot thingy.
Yeah, that launches.
Yeah. You got to have one of those.
Definitely.
Maybe like a mini one, like a small trebuchet. I don't know. We got some great answers on Facebook. It's Be a Millionaire Day today. You get $1 million put in your bank account free and clear. What do you buy? Nicole said a Nintendo Switch and the new Animal Crossing. What the hell is Animal Crossing, by the way?
I don't know, but you're going to have some money left over.
Not bad. Hey, you know, you got to be frugal. Let's see. I like Kathy. Kathy said, I would buy a condo in Charlevoix. Great area up there. I love Charlevoix.
What's gorgeous. Charlevoix?
It's up past, like, Traverse City. Like, if you keep going up the Mitt, so you go through Traverse City, and then you kind of just go up a little ways. That's where I took Kiki to go skydiving for her birthday, was up in Charlevoix. Gorgeous.
That would be cool, man. Yeah. A log cabin. There's a few log cabins in the area. Every time I drive by, I'm like,
with a moat. Cool, a log cabin with a moat.
With a moat. Damn right. Now you're thinking.
Hey, Sam, son of Sam said he would either buy a really tall concrete wall or a really wide moat to keep the riffraff out.
See? Telling you.
Andy said my own racetrack, so I get to run my car this year. There you go. Just buy your own racetrack, and you can
that would be awesome.
Are do you, your are own we, races.
Is this a dirt track? Is this like a...
He doesn't specify. I feel like you could probably get a pretty decent track that's paved. But dirt tracks are fun, too. It's $1 million. Do what you want.
Have like a motocross track or that would be just something through the woods. Probably kill myself. But
yeah, exactly. How'd Hunter die? Well, he bought a racetrack and, well, you can fill in
the
blanks.
First day.
It's unbelievable. Never seen someone die so fast on a racetrack. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We got more of your $1 million spendings when we come back. Stick around.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Do you think you could buy Jurassic Park for $1 million?
Maybe.
And then you would die.
Yeah, I want to get eaten by a T-Rex for $1 million.
For $1 million. Really? That's a terrible, terrible idea with your money. Anyway,
now,
it is...
Is it the Jurassic Park, like the first one, or is it like What, The Lost World or
OG
which one
OG Jurassic Park. OG Jurassic Park. Come
there
on
you
now.
Go.
Let's do it right. I want Newman there. It's Be a Millionaire Day today. You get $1 million free and clear put into your bank account. What do you buy? We got some
$1 million stimulus check, dude.
That's right. Is. Here you go. We got some awesome answers on Facebook. What would you buy with your $1 million? I like Brian. Brian said I'd produce and direct a movie I wrote. That's an awesome idea. That's really cool. You can have your own movie. $1 million. You could get a pretty decent movie done with that.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Is it a porn, though? Did you write a porn, Brian? And I'm going to star in it. I'm going to direct and star.
with your mom.
Oh, good Lord. How dare you? How dare you? Let's see. Nicholas said, an all-in-one dispensary with a Taco Bell. So you got a weed store with the Taco Bell. I think you can swing that.
Now you're thinking. You're combining things that everybody... See, it's like I always thought a bowling alley strip club would be a great idea. You know, you're bowling, and then at the end of the lane, you got some girls down there dancing.
So you throw the balls at the girls?
No, it's like a strip club. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And then you have a casino in there, too. A couple slot machines. I'm telling you.
Just crushing it. Just crushing it. Love it.
But Taco Bell weed dispensary is a fantastic idea.
It's the best of both worlds. Let's see. Alicia's buying a plane ticket to Australia. Sherry's berries. She's buying a full sleeve tattoo. A couple people buying some trucks. Barry's buying hookers and blow. You can have a good time.
Yeah, you're always going to get that answer for sure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm glad it was berries. Berries.
Berries.
You know, usually you hear there's no wrong answer. There's no right answer. Just it's your opinion. However, with this one, there is a right answer. Joe, if he got $1 million in his bank account, he would buy a truckload of dildos, and then he would mail them to everyone.
Jeez. Out of all the ideas out there.
That's a right answer. All right.
Out of anything he could do with $1 million.
He's going to buy
it. First thought. Yeah, a truck full of dildos.
Truckload of dildos. I just like that. That's like a good band name. And now, welcome to the stage. Truckload of dildos.
Nice.
All right. We're going to end.
Could you see that interview on the news? Yeah.
Welcome in. Just won $1 million. What's the first thing you bought with $1 million?
A truckload of.
Okay, then.
So, this has been our final news report. Thank you very much. That's how we're going to end the show. We're going to end the topic on truckload of dildos. You're welcome.
Rock 107 W.